Are you planning to move to the United States? Don't you have enough information about U.S. healthcare, job opportunities, public transportation, and education system? Then make sure to stick around until the end of this podcast, because we're going to talk about all of these. And then finally, we're going to talk about ways of immigrating to U.S.
We also have a guest from US who's gonna join us today. If you are new to our podcast, we are free conversation lovers who create podcasts about immigration, tourism, and we somehow interviews with professionals. Please subscribe our YouTube channel and hit that notification bell. Let's get started with education system. We have a great guest today. Per, I do like to talk about and introduce yourself to the listeners, please.
Hello, my name is Para. I am a high school student as of currently. I'm going to my senior year. I study at like a private school. Not exactly what you say is ideal, where it's like, you know, in the school education system, my personal opinion, you know, take it with a grain of salt, is not exactly needed. Like, you know, definitely high school, definitely got to complete it. But, you know, college isn't always something you exactly have to go to. You have other options, you know, you could take like go to like a trade school. So there's, college is not necessary, especially if you're down like down financially, you know.
Yes,
so
I agree,
you can go to a trade
yeah.
school, go for other jobs and different things that you're interested in, for sure.
Yeah, I really agree with that, yeah. If you can't get, you know, work to any place, you don't really need to go and continue your studying. I really appreciate that. Thank you for having us today.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Tell us about yourself a little. So you said you were a student, right?
Yeah. So I go to school. I'm going to my senior year. As of currently, I'm not really doing much, but I've kind of just been enjoying life for the most part. Playing video games with friends, you know, hanging out, whatever. I finished classes recently, so like three days ago, I've had my last class, you know. School's over, so I'm in summer. So plan on like doing something like going to the gym, maybe get into production, maybe. Because as of late, I've been recording videos for my YouTube channel. I'm not going to link it or anything. Don't want to sell out.
Alright, how's the education system in the United States, and how different is it from Europe?
I'm not really sure how the system is different in other countries. I've not really been told much or know much about anything other than like my own education system. Now, I think personally, yeah. Our education system is not that exactly well off. Like, there's definitely parts of the curriculum that they could change, like, for more important things. Like, they don't teach you first aid or anything like that in school. They don't teach you how to do taxes. They don't teach you, like, you know, there's no, like, home cooking classes. They don't teach you how to cook or anything, like, if you're living on your own. They don't teach you, like, important actual life skills. That's just my opinion. But that is, for the most part, true in most places.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's really true. And how many years do students need to study in elementary school, middle school, and high school in the United States?
Oh, so you have, I mean, it's optional, totally, but there's pre-K, whatever. So there's first grade all the way through the 12th grade. So, you know, at least you're going to take at least, like, 12 years of school. Like, from, like, throughout the time of either, like, 4 or 5 years old, somewhere around there.
And are you planning to go to college?
I'm currently still debating. I have not decided yet. I took my SATs as of late, which is like a test you have to take, like a standardized test you have to take that it gives you a score, and those colleges will look at your scores, and you know, they take that into consideration when accepting your application, or declining, whatever, you know. There's other options that I've been trying to look at, so as of late, I'm kind of in a mix.
Yeah, well, how long do students have to study at college? And is it going to be the same for every student, or it depends on their field of study or their major?
It definitely depends on the field of study. So, like, you know, different professions have different amount of required years. So, let's say if we were going to into, like, medical field, I think you need 4 years of regular school and then 4 years of, like, medical school on top, from what I think. I'm, you know, not exactly sure, but, you know, take it with a grain of salt. That's what I think I know. So the same thing with, like, let's say the law. So if you were wanting to be, like, a lawyer, you have to take law school, you know. But there's different degrees for what you go to. So, like, if you go to college for 4 years, you get, like, your bachelor's, I think, and then it's associate after a few more years. And then, you know, master's is the last one. Totally considering that, though, not all jobs will have to require you to have, like, a degree or anything, like, in a certain field or anything. You know, connections are always important, just as much.
That's pretty good, yeah. Well, and let's talk about, you know, job opportunities in the U.S. What do you want to be in the future? Have you ever thought about it?
I have. Now, it might seem a little unrealistic, maybe a little far-fetched. But I've kind of wanted to become just like a YouTuber, or just not even, like, doesn't have to be famous or anything. Could be small, but I think just doing what I enjoy doing would be, you know, would be ideal for most people. Like, someone doing what they love for, like, their living, that's their ideal, like, job, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, if I could just kind of just play video games with my friends, have fun, and, you know, have other people that watch me enjoy what I do, or, you know, who support what I do, it would be really nice.
Yeah, that's pretty good, yeah. And there's a lot of job opportunities in the U.S., which is why a lot of people move there. And a lot of them, you know, after working in the U.S. for a couple months, they wish they had moved a lot sooner, just because it's pretty good.
That's quite kind of controversial. I wouldn't say there's a lot, but it's more like there's a very diverse amount. And there's definitely a lot, but it's hard to get into a position, because sometimes some of those positions are, I guess, very secure. Like, someone might not be removed from that position for, like, decades, if anything, you know? So it's very, I guess, I wouldn't say it's hard to find a job, but it's hard to find one that you would, like, keep at for a while, you know? One that will sustain you.
That's pretty good, yeah. How are you with, you know, immigrants? Are you cool with them, you know? Are they cool, you know, in general?
So I actually work with my parents, who own a restaurant. We get a lot of very different people who come in. Like, I take care of customer service, so I interact with a lot of different customers from different cultures and whatnot. I say people in general are... they're okay, man, I guess. There's not much to really say. Like, I try my best to, you know, understand people. From where I live, there isn't much crime or anything. There's just, people are okay, man. People just go about life, you know. They mind their own business, man. That's how it goes.
Yes, everyone has his life, yeah. And can you tell us about the good paying jobs and typical education for each?
One more time, sorry.
No, I'm saying, you know, typical, you know, jobs, you know, good paying jobs in the US, that they don't really need to have education for them.
You don't need education. That's really difficult. So there's a lot of different jobs, you know. It's kind of just like, it's really based on the employer themselves too. So, like, I'm known, okay, I don't suggest it. I don't condone it. Mm-hmm. But there's people who do art that is not safe for work. There's people who, I've seen people who do, like, hand modeling for commercials, or, like, they make, like, let's say upwards of about like six digits, like, minimum, something like that, like a year, like 600, like six digits minimum. I don't know what else to tell you. There's definitely a lot of jobs out there that won't require degrees. There's also definitely a lot of jobs out there that will definitely require a degree. It's really up to the field and expertise of like, where you're trying to go to.
Yeah. And so, what's the minimum wage, you know? What's the minimum wage for, you know?
Minimum wage? I would have to look that up. I'm not too sure. I think it's 11-ish. My opinion is definitely not enough for someone to live off of. I don't know what to tell you, man. It's kind of fucked. I don't know if you guys are okay with me cursing or anything. We didn't discuss this beforehand, but yeah. That's the only way to describe it. It's quite, like, messed up.
Yeah, you know. Because I was wondering if you are a normal worker and you're looking for a job, what is the minimum wage? Yeah.
Yeah, it's 11. I just looked at.
You mean 11 dollars?
11. Yeah, $11. That is definitely not enough for someone to live off of, for sure. Like, with, let's say, you are a person who is renting a one-bedroom apartment, and you got to pay, like, bills, and you got to pay for, like, your food, you got to pay for, let's say, you had a car, you got to pay for insurance, there's a lot of shit. Like, if you're doing it solo, there's no way in hell that you're going to make it, you know? Like, there's got to be, there's always got to be support somewhere, come from somewhere.
It can be really expensive, you know? You have rent, you have to pay rent, you know, the rent, the food stuffs, yeah, there's a lot of things. And a lot of students don't go to college these days in the US. Then what are some of the best jobs with no degrees, you know, like? Is it cool to go to coffee shop while not working? Starbucks? Perry, can you hear us?
Yeah, so sorry, hold on. I just got a phone call, give me a second.
Okay.
Sorry. Can you repeat the question one more time?
Yeah, I just ask you, you know, what is the best, you know, job with no degrees, you know, like, is it cool to go to Starbucks, work there, anywhere that is, don't really need your degree?
I think it's totally fine to have a job at, let's say, like a chain restaurant as like a side job, though. Like, I wouldn't use that job as your main source of income, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's not something exactly you want to live off of. I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm not too endowed in knowledge of about this field. So it's like, I work in the restaurant with my parents. They kind of take care of me. I'm still in school, man. So it's like, you gotta kind of take that into consideration. You know, I kind of just worked for my parents. It's because, you know, they're my parents, man. You know, I just worked for them because I had a love, I guess, you know.
Yes, I get your point, you know. You mean, you know, it's not cool for a main job, you know, having work in this.
Right.
Yeah, and you should have a better job as a main job, yeah. And some people like to start their own business. Can you tell us about the challenge that business owners face in the U.S.? Have you ever heard
sure.
about these things that business owners have problems with in the U.S.?
All right, thing is, with starting a business, you need a lot of money, man. So, first of all, the business itself, you need, like, something that'll actually, like, you know, you think that will actually profit. You need, like, an actual good business idea. On top of that, you're going to need money for that to make it happen. So most people can only just get like a business loan, where you get a loan from like a bank where they will give you money to build up your business. Now, the thing is with like starting a business, there's always like the challenge of getting new people or like customers to buy from your business. On top of that, there's something with like credit, so like there's a credit score, so how that affects your credibility with like the bank, that'll also change how willing they are to give you the money for a loan. But if money's not the issue, it's just the issue of having a good idea, location, you know. It's about the area that you're going to start the business in and what kind of business it is.
Yes, exactly. All right, now we're going to talk about healthcare in the United States. But before that, tell us about the pandemic there. I mean, how's the pandemic that has hurt the vaccines in the United States?
Okay. So,
yeah, and just tell us a little, yeah.
So the pandemic for me personally, I've stayed at home. Like when it first started, you know, it was in like May, I think. I got off school, you know, I kind of stayed home for the most part. I did like online schooling for like the last semester of my school year, I was staying at home. You know, I didn't really go to many different places. Didn't go really go out much. Just kind of stayed at home, and then, you know, went to work with my parents whenever. Right. Other than that, though, vaccines, I personally don't really trust them. I don't want to get political. I don't want to, like, go too into it. But I got vaccinated. I'm, you know, mask mandate in my state has been lifted. So you're not required to wear a mask anymore. It's, I'm not saying that people should. I'm not saying they have to. But I still think people should wear the mask. Pandemic has not changed way too much, I think, personally. Some people have been affected more socially, because, like, it's, there's a thing where it's, like, the whole social distancing thing, where you have to be, like, 6 feet apart, whatever. It's kind of just, like, people were a little bit more separated from each other, for sure. From, like, the outside world, of course.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was one of the worst events in the history. You know, people have never experienced something like this. You know, and they suddenly did, which started last year.
For sure.
And, you know, everybody went crazy,
Yeah, so, for sure. Like, the whole thing with businesses, too. A lot of businesses were, like, shut down. A lot of businesses had to close because of, due to COVID, too. So it definitely affects our economy a lot, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. A lot of people lost their jobs. And the students also, you know, they had to stay home and, you know, study at home. You know, a lot of them just had problems with their lessons, you know, and studying, so because they couldn't go to school. But so you said you're not required to wear a mask in public places, right?
Yeah, they removed it not too long ago. About I want to say 3 weeks, four weeks maybe ago, they removed the mandate. So you're no longer required to wear a mask. Some people still do wear a mask. I also do wear a mask still. You know, I don't think anybody can be really sure if that really changes much, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in our schools and colleges are still shut down?
No. Colleges are still up and running. Schools progressed as normal. So it was like when the pandemic hit, classes kind of just resumed as normal. Like, you know, people were like off for like, I think it was 2 weeks, I think. And then school resumed. It was just you had to go to school with the mask on at all times. Or if you stayed at home, you kind of just had online classes where you would show up and virtually, and the teacher would have a camera, they would show you the lesson, or they would post all their work online. So everything was digital for you to do. I think it made it quite easy for resources to be like quite accessible to everyone, which is really nice. It's definitely an upside.
Yes. We talked a little bit about the pandemic and COVID, but let's talk about healthcare. I mean, I've heard of healthcare in the United States is super expensive. Is it true?
I'm not too sure about that. Like, I don't pay the bills personally. Like, I don't pay for my health, like my own healthcare. Like, you know, my parents take care of that for me. But I would kind of say so. Like, I've heard about healthcare in other places, whereas like the UK, they get healthcare from the government, I'm pretty sure, right? So it's like, oh, their healthcare, they get covered for, like, I'm pretty sure I read this somewhere, but it was, like, their dentist appointments are pre-arranged. So, like, their dentist appointments, they're free. But you can get in big trouble if you don't show up to a dentist appointment. Like, you know, it's kind of crazy. Like, having free healthcare is an upside, but I can definitely see some cons to it. Like, us having our own healthcare, so, like, we have different insurance policies, like, oh, let's say this person died in an accident. Oh, you get, like, money for it. You get like, a financial, like, compensation or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, if it's a different policy, it's like, oh, this person died, but you're not going to get money for it. Like, if, like, a loved one passed away, you know, they don't cover that. Or if, let's say, like, different insurance policy covers dental, some may not. Or if another one covers, like, self-harm, like, you know, like, something might cover suicide, something may not. Like, it all depends on the policy that you have. So prices can vary for sure, but I say basic healthcare, it's probably not expensive as you think, probably.
Yes, and what exactly do you need to pay for when it comes to healthcare?
What do you mean by that?
Like, do you need to pay for, I mean, definitely you need to pay for, you know, for your medication. And, you know, let's say the doctor is going to examine you and you need to pay for that, you know, just a normal examination.
Oh, I think it really depends on the policy for sure. So, like, you know, pretend you don't have any healthcare. That is going to be self-paid. Or the thing is, in our country as well, if you make below a certain amount of money, they will legally have to forgive your bills. So let's say you make only $30,000 a year. They cannot make you pay. They have to forgive you for any medical expenses that you might have. So that is always an option as well. But living like that is not something I would recommend. It's like, oh, you make this much money. But that is, how are you going to take care of yourself for all your other things? You know what I mean?
So
there's other options for sure, but it's not the most viable, so to say.
Yeah, and how's the quality of healthcare? Are you satisfied with it?
I think it is all right, I guess. It's how would you say? It's like, I don't know how to tell you, but it's all right. It's just like, it's pretty meh. There's no bad or like really good side to it, I guess. It covers what it's supposed to do. It does what it's meant to do. There's no other purpose for it to, you know, do.
What's special? What do you think is special about the U.S. healthcare, if you want to compare it to the other countries, you know, European countries?
I'd say there's definitely a lot of stuff in the medical field. So there's definitely like a lot of hospitals. There's definitely a lot of stuff going to medical research. So with things with like healthcare, it's definitely a big priority of like one of the U.S.'s things. So it's like the military and the medical like research. Like, it's definitely part of the U.S.'s biggest expenses, I think. I could be wrong. Take it with a grain of salt. But from the area where I'm from, there's definitely a lot of hospitals. So there's like two within, I'd say like 7-8 mile radius, which is, actually, I don't think you guys use miles, do you? So kilometers wise, I think it's probably like 10, like 5 kilometers. Within like 5 kilometers, there's like 2 hospitals. But you can't say that for like everywhere that's that I live. You can't say that for like every state or whatever, every area, every suburb, every urban area. It all depends.
Yeah.
The facilities are definitely big. Facilities are definitely big. Like, you know, the staff, people who work at hospitals definitely have to be like trained. So like in the medical field, in order to be like a nurse or a doctor, there's many multiple years you have like schooling you have to take. So I'd say it's trustable somewhat, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And what kinds of healthcare do insurances usually cover?
So there's different policies. There's a lot of different things. So like a death of a loved one. So like if someone in your family got in an accident, they would cover that. Or they could cover dental care. They could cover basic health care. So like as in checkups, medicine, prescriptions, anything like that. Those are like the big ones. There's probably a lot of minor ones I'm missing, but that's the only ones I can really think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, exactly, you know. Especially the dental care is pretty, you know, expensive. And if the insurance cover them, it can be really good. Alright, let's talk about the public transportation in the United States. And I've heard that in some states there is no such thing, you know, transportation is not very cool. Is this right?
It's not what, sorry? Last word?
No, I said, you know, in some states I heard that public transportation is not cool. Is it right?
It's not cool. Okay. I wouldn't say it's... I guess it's kind of, I guess, uncool. It's like, oh, you can have your own car, you can pay for your own gas. Why would you do that? You know, why would you take the bus when you could just have your own car and drive wherever you want to go? Because, like, the thing is with public transportation, there's trains, there's buses, there's, I don't know, let's say you would go a long distance, you would take an airplane, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can definitely have your own private airplane, but, you know, you need a lot of money for that. You could have your own I've changed them, I guess. Dude, I don't fucking know. It's like, oh, the bus takes you to this stop, and they will not go to anywhere else. They will take you to pre-designated, like, locations. Whereas with, like, your own vehicle, you could just drive to the exact location that you want on your own. Thing is, with public transportation, it's, I guess, it's somewhat cheap. So it's like, oh, you want to go to this place, it'd be the same price as if you would go even farther. It's like, you know, it really depends on the system that you also get on. So there's privately owned public transportation as well. So there's private owned buses, you know, not owned by like a big corporation or anything. So it all really depends on what you want to do. Because at the end of the day, it's, I guess, it wouldn't exactly be more cost efficient, but it depends on the car you have. So if you have your own car, different cars have different amount of miles they get per gallon of gas. So a car with more miles per gallon will definitely save more money on gas compared to, let's say, you taking the bus every day or like every week to some other place. You know what I mean?
So, you know, as you live in New Jersey, if you personally, you know, want to get to school, how do you get to school? Do you use subway? You know,
bus? Okay. Most people, I say most kids that I know, most of my friends, they would usually walk. So when I attended elementary school, or like when I attended public school, sorry, I walked there. Because there's a lot of schools in the town I live in. There's, I want to say close to 20 public schools where I live. And that is quite a lot. Each one of them probably within, I'd say, walking distance of like around maybe 2 miles. Because, like, the thing is, if school is 2 miles or more away from where you live, you can get a bus that will pretty much pick you up in the mornings to take you to the school, which is nice. You know, it saves you a lot of time, you know, but your parents can also take you if, you know, like, if they want to, they can also drive you themselves. But there's also the issue with, you know, traffic and stuff, whatnot.
So yeah, you know, you have a lot of, you know, schools near you, so you don't really need to, you know, take a bus and stuff like this. You can walk to school, yeah.
Yes, yeah. There's always just different options.
And can you name us, you know, good states that have good public transportation? That you don't really need to have car and vehicles in there to get your job.
Sure, that is definitely new. I say New Jersey is up there. It's probably one of the better ones still. I mean, that could be a little biased. That could be biased. I don't know. I don't know, because, like, I live here, so from the area I know, I could say it's pretty decent. New York is definitely one of the big ones. New York is a big city. They have lots of public transportation. They have a lot of taxis going on. There's also a thing called Uber. So people who can pick you up in their own personal vehicles that will drive you somewhere for, you know, money. So there's different... So there's exists that like other ways of getting around too. It doesn't just have to be public transportation owned by a government or like a corporation, you know.
Yes, exactly. And for ones who own cars, and is it more efficient to use their cars or to use public transportation for save time or money? You know?
In terms of time, I don't really know. I think it's about the same because public transportation depends on what mode you're taking. So if you're going by train is definitely very fast, definitely time efficient. It's definitely, you know, cost efficient too. Things with like buses and cars, it's going to be about the same because you're going to hit traffic. You're going to be delayed by, you know, traffic lights. You know, you have there's probably other cars on the road that will slow you down. You know, traffic can happen out of nowhere. So it's unexpected. There's nothing that you can really say. There's definitely an estimated time that you can be somewhere by. There's no guarantee, you know. Like let's say like a crash happened right in front of you. There's going to be traffic, you know. So you can't say for sure, but it's going to be about the same. Money wise, it depends on the car versus like public transportation. So if you take a bus, there's going to be a set fee, or there's going to be like a set amount of money you have to pay, versus like your own car, where you can, like, depends on the car you get. So let's say this car has 40 miles to the gallon, or the other car has like 20. You know, it's going to be more cost efficient if you get a car that gets you further on less gas. So it really depends.
And by the way, you know, you talked about the cars. How is Tesla, you know, because I heard a lot about Tesla and it's pretty good. What do you think about
it? What do I think about what? Sorry, one more time.
Tesla cars.
Tesla? Oh. So, Teslas are run on electric power, and there's a charging station. So Tesla have their own charging, like gas stations. Like, well, not exactly gas station, but they have their charging stations where they have basically a gas station, but for electric cars. They have a station, you go there, you can charge your car for free, pretty much, I think. I think so.
No, Tesla, it's not cars, free for everyone, you know.
I wasn't sure about that. But I know that some stations or some places give you free, like, you know, electricity. So it's like if you have a Tesla, they give you a free charge. But I don't think that's the case anymore. I'm not really sure on that. I heard, like, that was information that I got when I first heard about Tesla cars. It was like a promotional, probably. It was probably something promotional. It wasn't like a meant to last forever or anything. Definitely, it's like, oh yeah, it's gonna be eating your electricity bill. Like, cause at home you can charge the car at home, but the thing is, if you run out of electricity somewhere, and you don't, there's no charging station near you. There's no where you can charge your car. You're going to be in a bad situation. But I think that's quite rare, because Tesla cars will get you quite far. So it's definitely viable, but it's really up to preference, I think. Because a lot of people still, I think, prefer, like, a normal gas-operated car over, like, a Tesla.
Yes, and now we're going to talk about ways of immigrating to the United States, just like we promised. There are two kinds of visa in the United States. One of them is non-immigrant visa, like B1, J, D, O. And the next one is immigrant visa, like DV, E3, E1, IR1. And each one has a specific property.
Yes, and the difference, you know, between visa and green card, you know, the main difference between them is the period of time that you want to stay in U.S. With non-immigrant visa, your stay isn't permanent. With non-immigrant visa, one of the, you know, thing you need to prove to the agent border is that you are not planning to abandon your home country. But the green card means the permanent residency, unlike non-immigrant visa, and also opens up the path for you to get citizenship in the US. But getting green card is much harder than a visa, and there are only limited green cards available each year. The number of green cards available is up to your country. The good thing about it is you can start a company in the US without having green card in the US. That's pretty good, yeah. Do you have any information about this thing, Farah?
I'm not too knowledgeable in this field exactly either, but my parents immigrated to the U.S. Very long. It was, say, about 20 or so years ago. They came by boat. So they actually immigrated
They came
here,
by what?
Sorry. By boat.
Boat? Yeah, yeah, boat.
Yeah. I have no little to no knowledge on immigration. I was born and raised here, so I didn't think I'd really have to know much about this. I probably, like, you know, in future, I definitely want to travel. I want to go to other places. I want to see the world, you know. So I just know I have to have, like, a passport. I have to have, like, identification. But I don't know much about from other places getting into the U.S. I'm no expert in this field. I'm sorry, I can't provide you with much information.
No, that's cool. Yeah, that's enough. It's okay. Uh-huh. You know, a lot of people who are living in their own country, they don't have, you know, a lot, you know, information about immigration. their own country. Like me, you know, I don't have any information. If I don't know a person want to immigrate to my country, I don't have enough information to give him. So it's cool, man.
Yeah, it's really cool. And Pierre, if there's anything that we didn't say and you find amazing, please share it with us.
Oh no, man. I had a lot of fun talking, talking about my personal life. I had fun talking about my country. I think it was great working with you guys. You guys can definitely, if any for any future podcasts, you guys can definitely contact me. I think we had a great session. You know, I'm definitely able to work with you guys again.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pera, for joining our podcast. And thank you, everyone, for listening to us until here. If you like this episode, please share it with your friends. If you have any questions, please leave comments. All of your questions will be answered. And more importantly, if you want to join our next episode, send us an email at freeconversationlovers@gmail.com. Take care and see you next time.
Thank you, Pera. It was nice to meet you. And we will be in touch with you and have a good next episode with our podcast. Okay? So see you next time.